You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
Oh, can you tell me a little bit about the rainfall we've had and what our expectations are? Farmers are starting now to get a little anxious to get into the field and plant corn across the bulk of the Midwest.
Yeah, well, as far as recent rains, really this past weekend saw generally dry conditions until really the past 24 hours or so. And we saw then a storm system begin to track into the region. And this is a storm system that will continue to produce rain activity in primarily the central and eastern Midwest today into tonight and tomorrow. And then that'll be followed by another system here coming up on Friday night or Friday into early Saturday. And so we're seeing this pattern. Again, this pattern has been in place, but we're going to see additional storm systems or waves of low pressure tracking into the middle of the country. And each wave or storm system will produce some various coverage and amounts here. But with this succession of systems, we're not seeing much in the way of any extended stretches of dry weather over the next several weeks. And so, like, for example, with this stretch here ending today, it was approximately 3 to 3.5 days of dry conditions. And then that'll be followed up by that after today and tomorrow system, another 3-day stretch. But for looking out really over the next 15, 16 days, these at best we're going to have about 3-day stretches of dry weather. So again, it depends on how much rain is and how much soil can hold those rains here coming up. That's obviously going to be the key to planting progress coming up. And as it looks right now, it looks like the heaviest, most widespread rains will be, and this is more of a macro view over the next couple of weeks, but the acreage kind of along and west of the Mississippi, so primarily the central and the western Midwest.
All right. So along with that, if we're looking at periodic rainfall, what farmers want to know in between is whether they'll be able to get into the field. That'll depend, I think, a lot on how warm it is and wind conditions as well.
If definitely from a temperature standpoint, we're in a warmer than normal temperature pattern. So obviously this would be more concerning here with the active pattern if it was combined with cooler than normal temperatures and soil temperatures were especially cool. We're not seeing that this year. While actually last week did feature some cooler soil temperatures, that changed dramatically over the weekend with the warmer temperatures, sunshine and wind. And we will see sunnier skies, some windy conditions in between these storm systems. So that will help improve there, but albeit briefly. So again, it's not wide open for planting here coming up, but it's not, at least over the next couple of weeks, huge areas that are having big issues with the start of planting. It's really going to come down to regional areas and what the specific totals. But if you had to pick an area, what we would pick would be basically the western half of the Midwest, especially the Southwest, Missouri, Southern Iowa into Nebraska, Kansas, which will have the slowest progress for the next few weeks.
Thanks so much, Mark. Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report, a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org.